What's good? What's good? All of us, the podcast gang.
All of us for real.
All of us for real.
Live and popping.
This is, I'm Kelly.
Marlo.
And it's Big Renzo.
Everybody.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Introduce yourselves to the podcast.
DJ Creambone.
Yo.
DJ Creambone.
We got extra people. We got extra friends on the podcast today. We got three for extra friends.
We got a lot of conversations going on here.
We up in here.
Stay tuned. You're gonna hear some good stuff today.
New York,
about life. Good old B-Lo.
Buffalo. That's where we at. Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
So we talking about some good music here. Putting out some beats and stuff. And what's the different sites you can go to?
Oh yeah, we trapping and working.
Going in. All these new apps, you know, everybody throwing out these new apps. You could mobile everything on. You could just be on your phone, share different apps, and
we just been over here talking
about
food.
Yeah.
Food. Oh, shoot. Let me come a little closer. Let me come a little closer to the food section.
They've had food here for an hour and a half, and they haven't even touched it.
We've been talking about food. We weren't eating any food. It's just crazy. We was talking about how you had turned me on to Bojangles.
So good.
When did I have Bojangles over here?
You didn't.
Tell them about it. And when they went to what?
You told me about Bojangles. And when we went to Georgia that year and I got sick, when we was on our way back, everybody ate at McDonald's and left me out the loop because I was sick. So by the time I started feeling better, everybody was full, but I was starving. So we was on the road. There was no McDonald's anywhere. So by the time we stopped to get some gas, the only place that was around was this place called Bojangles.
Oh, yeah.
So since I was like, look, all I know is they serve food and I'm starving, so I don't care. Take me over there. So I went over there and I don't know what kind of sandwich this was.
What if it wasn't a restaurant?
What if they just sold
chicken?
And some damn good chicken, because, I mean, that definitely stabbed something in my brain. And now, all of a sudden, if I mention to anybody who's ever had Bojangles, the minute I say it, they all do the same thing I did. Oh, my God!
I love Bojangles. Bojangles do be lit. Bojangles, they chicken and they fried rice. And then rice cheese. Yeah, it's pretty good. Now see, it's hard to get some good mac and cheese, especially when you go to different restaurants. Oh yeah, it's hard to get some good mac and cheese. I think the best mac and cheese is Panera. Panera? If you've ever had Panera's mac and cheese? No, I haven't. And I've had quite a few different things. Good mac and cheese. Oh, really? Who does? Cracker Barrel makes great mac and cheese. Great mac. That's good. Oh yeah, I love that. I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in so long.
Ooh, that's all I have for it. Mac and cheese. Really? Anything else? This is mac and cheese. That's all I want. They do have good chicken meals or whatever the homestyle chicken they have.
Mm-hmm. I think on Sundays. That's
I heard their cornbread is the truth too.
Very, very good.
I heard it's homemade, fresh. They make it every day. What's up?
You ever had that crispy crunchy chicken?
Crispy crunch chicken? Crispy crunch chicken? The crispy crunch chicken? Yes, everywhere. Not every place. Y'all gotta ask for the biscuits with extra honey butter. Oh, extra honey butter. Oh my god. That's what turned me on to them.
Not the chicken, not that the chicken went bad, but the biscuits.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the honey butter biscuits.
That did it. I had some of
them biscuits.
Everybody got the munchies. That's what it is.
Because I'm telling you, if there was a lot of them damn places right there across the street,
we'd be fanned this way.
You go that way, I go this way.
We'd meet back here. We'd be sitting there buying up everything. Yeah.
Just get a good spread from each place.
I know.
Just take it like a buffet. Yeah.
He was telling us that he thought that it was a crying shame that we have not tried Chick-fil-A yet.
Yeah.
No, we haven't gone. No.
Wait. No, they don't have Chick-fil-A out here, do they?
Yes,
they
do.
It's pretty close.
We got one right now on Walden.
Yeah. So we going to Chick-fil-A. Where are you guys for Chick-fil-A? What is wrong with y'all?
But we didn't know.
It's
we
never been. It's Sunday.
Oh, damn.
You can't go on Sunday.
And it's Sunday.
It's oh, yeah.
It's
on Sunday.
Oh, you know, I always forget
there's
that.
There's a, like, a condition. Like, supposedly it's some weird, like, universal truth that people want Chick-fil-A more often on Sundays.
It's true.
It's weird.
That's the only day they're closed.
It's
the
only day they're closed. Because they're like a religious restaurant.
They're a religious restaurant.
Don't you remember that whole controversy about the gay couple and the whole thing with Chick-fil-A?
The crazy thing is
gay
people love working
tell
at Chick-fil-A.
Tell
the
story.
This was what happened years ago.
The CEO like said that he denounced like gay marriage and said he would never support like gay people getting
married. So he won't let them come in a restaurant and eat?
No.
Well, he didn't say that they're banned or anything.
No.
He just said that he doesn't support it. He didn't like say no gays allowed or anything.
No, nothing like that.
So,
but,
I mean, you know,
he just took
his
own personal moral stance and like put his company's label on it, which is kind of crazy. But
oh, okay.
But it was a bunch of crazy things behind it.
I didn't know about that.
And that's when you found out just, you know, that they were very religious and, you know, how religious, you know how that goes.
But yeah, a lot of gays love working at Chick-fil-A.
Oh!
all of them. They're so happy, everyone that works there.
It must be like in their training to be like, you say thank you, and they be like, my pleasure.
Really?
Yeah, like that. Don't nobody not say my pleasure when they get, like, you be like, thank you, my pleasure.
I'll tell you,
they got their stamp in the driveway.
In the drive-thru.
Waiting for y'all.
Yeah, with iPads. With iPads.
Right there with the... taking your order at your window. Like,
In Washington, this girl was out there in the pouring ass rain, just smiling, ear to ear.
Damn.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. What can I get for you today? She handed me an iPad,
happy
smiling.
As hell.
Just so happy.
Oh, crazy.
Just, they must feed them in chicken. I don't
know. I think they buy people with chicken.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they putting up in the damn shit they drinking? So this gotta
be something that makes you like this.
Cool.
This
they're so
good. The man lightning storm.
Yeah,
don't wait.
Chicken nuggets and them sauces are
trash.
I gotta
try Checkers though, man.
Checkers.
Oh,
never had Checkers.
No. A guy I work with at my job, he eats Checkers.
It is right down the street now. They just opened
Checkers
up.
They got some good fries.
Yeah, I heard their fries are awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing I hear.
Yeah,
fries.
We were talking about French fries.
Burgers is great, but the fries, that's what they say.
I heard they got like a Kool-Aid smoothie or something like that they got.
Wrestling.
Flavors. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this smoothie.
I think Rally's is the place I had. They had a black raspberry Oreo chocolate chip smoothie.
And
it was like so long. I had to read it 3 times because I couldn't even get through it all the first time because I couldn't believe how much was in the smoothie. But I got it and it was probably the tastiest thing I ever had. But then come to find out it had like 5,300 calories in it. And I was like, oh, I can't get that.
Oh,
put everything, they put everything in it.
That was the one time I don't land.
That is insane. That is insane. That's like
we bought Checkers.
It was Checkers or Rally's.
Rally's is
kind of
like the same thing.
I think they're open. Checkers just opened up right on Bailey now.
But more than likely, that sounds like a Rally thing.
They probably have something similar.
Yeah, maybe.
They said we got one up here, but I don't know what it is. Harry's and Hoodie. Carl Jr. Yeah, we're on the road too. They said we got one. I don't know. I've seen that. I'm trying to make sure on advertising on TV. Yep. Where is it? Where is it? If you got it, then where is it? Because I know I wanted to go to Carl Jr. There was a couple of times I've seen some commercials like, damn, we ain't got no Carl Jr. Unless
they're just named differently. Unless it's Jack in the Box, maybe. You guys got a Jack in the Box here?
No, I don't got a Whataburger.
Hell
no. No, that's a South.
Or a motherfucking a Raising Cane's.
No, Raising Cane's is a southern thing, just like Bojangles, and the other one is the same. That's the southern thing. Shamara told me about Bojangles. I think the furthest north I've seen a Bojangles is Tennessee.
I don't think I've seen it above Tennessee.
I know that's a southern thing.
We do have Popeyes though.
Finally.
I remember Yo.
Now, we had this been here for the last 2-3 years, maybe.
Wait, what didn't they put it up in what, Williamson?
It's on Elmwood.
Oh, so they got a new Popeyes. Because I remember when one time, you know, back when we lived out here, they had just built a Popeyes and we had drove like an hour and a half away or something like that just to get to the Popeyes.
Oh, hell no. I know I ain't no hour. I wouldn't be going to Popeyes. I'm going to Popeyes because I just happen to be out that way.
The closest Carl's Jr. is wearing Ontario or near Hamilton.
Oh, that's Canada.
Yeah,
that's
Canada. That's
Canada.
Is that where Drake is from? Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Rapper?
Yeah.
Six. The championships.
Fucking DeGrasse.
Did y'all go see Lion King?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
I wanted to see Spider-Man movies a couple weeks ago. That, we never got a chance to see.
Oh, I didn't see that yet. That's so far from home?
I'm taking my mom next month.
It's one of the best movies I've ever watched.
Yeah. See, my idea of entertainment, this is my theater right here.
Oh, yeah.
She like, she's a Hulu Netflix fanatic.
I got Thor.
She's a Hulu Netflix fanatic. She got the Kobe on there, so she thinks that she's supposed to go.
Oh, I need somebody to show me how to set up Kobe, because I got a fire stick and I jailbroke it, but I don't know how to set up.
You know, I went on YouTube. Anything you want to know how to do,
please.
They got tutorials on YouTube.
Please.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I went on YouTube on my phone. And then what it said to do with the TV and the fire stick.
Didn't you fix one of your video games off something you saw?
Carrie did.
Dude, that was my PS3. Not the Slim, the original version I had. Because it kept moving. It kept doing the yellow gloves. Yellow
it's
by the thing. Yeah. So I had to take it apart. I had to use some
thermal compound. Gun or something, right?
Yeah, he went and got a gun or a heat gun or everything.
I need the heat gun.
He fixed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did.
He fixed it himself. Went and bought all the stuff with the, Radio Shack?
Yeah, how do you get thermal compound?
Bought everything he needed to go home and went home from YouTube and fixed his own video game console.
Wow. But he only did it every 3 months. After that, it was fine, but it stopped reading the disc, so I had to get the film.
Which disc was it?
It was
that was the first one.
That was the big, huge PS3. The original.
Yeah. The original big
not
one.
The
Slim. Yeah. Thick one.
Not the Slim.
Yeah.
The Slim, I had the Slim since 2011, 2012. I hadn't done it.
Just press the heat.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
It broke my PlayStation.
Yeah, they fixed all the problems.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
He broke
it?
Mm-hmm. I still have
and
mine,
he
too.
Broke it, and then he hit it under his bed. How did he break it?
I don't know.
I got
what did he do to these guys?
It was a Slim one, right?
Oh,
the reason why
it was the Slim.
The only reason why I was saying that is because I'm thinking either one or two things. He stepped on it. Amidst all that crap in the floor, he stepped on it. Or two.
Oh, I can't believe I went in the soup.
You know how
oh, shit.
But they got mad and threw the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Take all that my stuff, man.
Oh, man.
I got to replace it.
Anger management issues.
Yeah.
Those controls are expensive.
That's true.
Man.
Very expensive.
Yeah. I had to have the parental talk of death, and that basically was, you don't buy shit,
right.
So you can't break shit.
Exactly.
And if you keep doing it, you can't play shit.
Ever.
Ever.
Having kids.
Ever.
Ever.
Having kids. One over.
Yeah, I love my PlayStation. I do.
Yeah.
I like the PS4. But I only got a certain handful of games. But like a small amount like this.
Which games do you like to play? Do you have PlayStation Plus to get free games every month?
That problem is gotta be subscribed to, which is you gotta pay like $60 a year.
Well,
every
that's
year.
Not bad.
It's not.
Yeah, it's
I know.
Not that bad
if you play it though.
If you
yeah,
know.
But if you yeah.
You see, I use my PlayStation all the time because I use it as like my streaming service.
Oh,
yeah, too.
Me too, same.
So then something like that is pretty much what you pay for
it.
Itself, pretty much, if
for
that's
sure.
What you're using
right.
For stuff
yeah,
like that, as well as...
Well, and then you get all the free games as
yeah,
much as
every month
also.
You get, how many, like two free games?
It's at least two,
yeah.
It's usually at least
but that's another problem, because the PS4, it's not the game that you save,
uh-huh.
It's the games you install when you first get it, because it takes... huge amount
yes.
of to get
yeah.
That's why
that's the thing I hate.
That's true.
I hate it.
Have you tried to, you know how you can share games? Like you buy a game and I don't have it, you can share it with me?
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've
oh,
never tried
like my Lend Me books on my note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pick one person and do it with
yeah.
Yeah. I heard about that.
But there were times I storage. Take. There were times I had to take game my games back to set to clear up some data.
Yeah.
I hated doing it, but I have a choice.
I hated doing it, but I have a choice. You should buy an external hard drive. I'm just surprised, but I don't know why. I don't like the whole experience. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about, you get the bang for your buck out of your game, especially if you really want to play PlayStation 4. Do you have the newest one? This is the one, my first time. I just bought one too when I was buying more. Oh yeah, so you're dead. And I got an external hard drive. It'll save all your, it'll save data for all the games, but if you just delete it, it'll still save it to your library.
Right, so it doesn't actually permanently delete it. Yeah, so you could always re-download it again later if you needed the space.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can get one of those hard drives in it. Best Buy if you wanted to. They're getting pretty cheap, especially when they're on sale. That would be your best bet. But what if you get something like that?
That would be a great investment.
$40 sometimes, you catch what I do.
Yeah, that would be a great investment. I've been thinking about that for a while.
What do you like to play?
Call of Duty sometimes. Batman Arkham Knight, which I still play.
Very good.
I still love it. Spider-Man, I love that one.
That's a great game.
Awesome. Uncharted 4, Thief's End, and Lost Legacy, those two I just got recently.
I see y'all got it lost.
Do you like them? I've heard they're
Of all the Uncharted games I've played, because I play every last one of them, Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy, I think it's my best favorite one. I love it.
Have you ever played Detroit Become Inhuman?
Trip Become Human? Yeah.
That's free this month.
It's like, it reminds, it, yep. I watched gameplay of it. It was really good. Because it reminds me of playing Heavy Rain. It reminds me of Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain's a good one.
Yeah. I love Heavy Rain, but I never finished it on PlayStation 3.
Now, I don't
have a PlayStation 3, so.
I heard rumors. It's supposed to be announced. Is it their new console coming out too? I heard rumors. They do have a new Xbox or something like that. That's the thing, I don't think about consoles. Never something new comes out. They want you to spend hundreds of dollars to get it. Well, that's the trap. That's the trap, and that's what anything. That's what anything. I got a question. You guys ever played the video game?
Yeah, I just gave mine to my sister. You know they stopped making it, right?
Yeah, they stopped making games for them. That's kind of sad.
But the thing, it was worth it. It costs me every single time. I got it. You could probably just order a battery, right? You could just order a new battery. The old battery I got, months ago, that's what caused it. It fried your screen.
I see.
Oh, the battery fried the screen.
Yeah, that's why I can't play it no more.
So your best bet is while they're still out there to find, I would just stop everything and get that external. The one thing that I did think is to find it, and then you ain't gonna be able to find it but for retarded money.
Right.
I know. So I usually get by. That's how I usually go on Amazon. I'm gonna find me a VCR. I'm trying to find best one. I'm gonna find you a VCR.
Yo, I gotta find one of what I want to get one that's brand new. Cause remember, one of the things with it, it's not that. VCRs have a motor in it. Those motors don't take much for them to. Next thing you know,
is there a movie exchange up here or no?
Like what?
Cause like. In Houston, there's like movie exchange where it's like knockoff prices on like movies, you can buy consoles. That's where I bought my PlayStation from. It was like $155.
Oh yeah, you can go to GameStop and get refurbished ones.
Right, GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop got them. Then what's that spot? Oogie Games?
Oogie Games.
Oogie Games.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One
they got one like our movie exchange.
Yeah, they got one on Sheridan and one out in Niagara Falls, on Transit. Yeah. Transit to Sheridan. You can go in there and get like Sega Dreamcast consoles.
Yeah,
awesome. He got those in there. He got Atari consoles up
Super
there.
Super Nintendo, all right.
And I was tripping out because
that's super cool.
That was just my brother's birthday party there, his 13th birthday.
And I'm like, this is a gamer's paradise. A big ass room with nothing but all these screens with all kinds of consoles. And that's all they had to do was just sit there and play till the
Apple. Whatever game you want to go do, you can get your game, bring it, and put it in the console. It was cool.
You ain't got to chase nobody. There's no big old pit where someone's drowning in some nasty ass balls. They just all zoned out playing the game.
I think they need to have more like vintage video game like arcades.
They got one at my job.
They do.
They got one at my job. The game that came out during the 80s, like Centipede.
I love that.
Arcade at my job. They had it for like the last couple months.
Oh, is that airport? That.
No, it's not an airport. I work at the Waterfront Village.
Oh, I was thinking about the airport because they have like one of those giant.
Yeah,
Pac-Man machine things.
Yeah. Oh, that's the most common
game.
You
can't
see one.
You do see one, it's always Pac-Man. Yeah. It's hard to see the old ones. Pac-Man and Donkey Kong are very popular as far as seeing those old upright arcade games. If you don't find nothing else, you're going to find one of them.
Now, you guys ever had some Nintendo classics or the PlayStation classic? I got the PlayStation classic in my room.
I went and bought another one because he broke the first one.
Why? Because, man.
Or is there nothing good on it?
You got some of the games, most of them suck.
Right.
Mom, you got to remember.
That's for an OG. That's for a person like my age.
Because the game is preloaded.
Right.
It's preloaded. Yes.
I thought you could like jailbreak it and put more games on it.
You can't.
No?
You can't. It's very small. They made it look like this. You can't put games in. It's small.
You're right. Even an OG would be mad as shit.
Now, if they would have done their research, because hundreds of games came out on PlayStation back during the 90s, in that day, like the Crash Bandicoot series, Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah, I just bought those, the remaster ones.
Yeah, I heard that was good. Like, Medieval, Resident Evil. Like, those two are the best ones. Not the first one.
They remade Resident Evil, too.
They did.
Looks awesome.
They did.
Medieval's getting remade, too.
Yeah.
It's coming out next year.
Oh. Yeah, that's how I trailer for that.
I remember Medieval.
I'm going to count for it. They made a lot of that support. That's for original PlayStation? I got them on PS3.
I thought so. I'm like, I know I've seen this game.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't play with him.
He made me mad. I would have loved to play all them games, but he is a mean person when he plays.
She only seen
that.
No. Let me say it.
Just not really.
The reason why she's saying that, because years ago, I played Super Nintendo. She was playing Killer Instinct with me.
Okay.
The original Killer Instinct.
Right.
The original, not the one that came out for the Xbox.
Right,
I know. I wish it came out PS4, but they kissed my ass. Anyway, me and mom playing Killer Instinct. We were on top of this building, and she got into the red, and I knocked her out the building, and she crashed on the car. She got pissed me ever since, and she ain't playing
He took my character, threw it off the building.
I knocked her out the building, I'm
off. Then we play it again. This time he picks a character that looked like one of the damn Jurassic Park raptors. I'm fighting with him with this thing. Next thing I know, the screen goes black. When it comes back, my character is gone. He's sitting up there with Phil's stomach and burping and shit. I'm like, you ain't me. You an asshole. You know I don't know how to play this thing.
Just
disrespect. You can beat me, all right? You have to do it like that.
I like more games like I like it with a little bit of love.
That's what he did. He let me learn no moves. I couldn't find no special nothing. He knows everything, so he just light my shit up.
Lock it down.
I know.
That's wrong.
I like playing games like Dead or Alive, Marvel's Capcom. That's kind of thing. Street Fighter.
You ever played Justice?
I only played the first one.
Okay, the second one's good.
Second one's good, but I didn't have it.
Right on. Yeah.
I like Guilty Gear. I do like Guilty Gear.
I haven't played that in a long time.
I got XR on PS4 and I got Guilty Gear Ascent Core on PS2.
What video game do you not play in the dark?
Talking about how
because it scares you.
It
did when you were young.
Silent Hill 2.
You get tired of being embarrassed playing a game with his.
The first game I played by myself.
Oh no,
in the dark,
I'm good.
Like,
brother, hungry man, he wants to
eat.
That's
what
a
very
scary game.
You
said what?
You need full means and plea.
That's true.
How long is the podcast? It's still going on. We're still airing.
That's a banger?
That's a banger.
I mean, we had a lot to talk about. All right, podcast crew. They talking about whatever they talking about. But we gonna wrap this episode up. Episode 6 of the podcast, all of us. I'm Kelly.
I'm Marlo.
Big Rizzo.
The Bobby.
Yep, Cream Bone.
All of us.
And the rest of them. Yeah, this is all of us. Hit us up on our social media, all of us podcasts, Instagram. We just on Instagram. You can hit me up on Snap. But that's about it. Hit me up in the DMs. Let me know what y'all want to hear from us next time, episode 7. Until then, peace.